Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we are back with the Beach and Company of Sandy Beach. Just a program note, the governor's press conference today will be at 11:30, same time as yesterday. Now, our job here is to inform you, certainly not to scare you, and we do our best to explain our positions and the positions of other people, but sometimes people only hear some part of what we're talking about, not all of it, and therefore they jump to conclusions. I got an email. It's not on my screen where I can read it, but I'll give you the paraphrase that I'm scaring his aunt because his aunt heard me just say that we had to be in our houses for 6 months to a year and a half. Now, I will explain exactly what that meant. She got it almost right, but not quite, okay? Just like, yeah, you remember in school you'd have to diagram a sentence? Okay, this is a subject, this is the predicate, and whatever. I'm going to diagram what I said. I said I was watching Andrew Cuomo's press conference. Okay, we all together on that one? Okay, fine. And that he said that some people are not going to wander out. It's not going to be a push-button deal. Some people are not going to wander out until a vaccine has been found. Okay? We still okay with that? All right. And waiting for a vaccine to be found before you wander out could mean a year and a half to 6 months. 6 months to a year and a half. That would be it. 6 to 18 months before they predict the vaccine will be out and safe and ready to go. Therefore, you can go out before that, but if you're waiting for the vaccine, that is the time that they predict it will be out there and in the marketplace and working. Got it? So nobody's going to stop you from going outside the house, as best we know. It'll probably be the same as this until it finally starts to wind down. But if you believe that you're going to wait till a vaccine shows up, that could be 6 months to a year and a half. So that's the best way. I described it the best way I could. Tony, Buzzy, do you think that's clear and precise, or do I have to go even further?
I understood it.
Yeah, well, that's good. And I'm sure Buzzy did, too. I could tell from his laughing. So the question is, I made a question out of it. If indeed you're going to be in the house for a little while longer, and then it finally abates, what would you do first? Okay, thank you for that. What would you do first? Would you go to church? Would you go to a Bills game? Go to a Sabres game? How about a concert? How about a restaurant? How about a theater? How about your hair? How about grocery shopping? Okay, so that's the question. And you can fill in any other thing. Those are just the general ones that I thought of. A secondary question we have today is dressing for work. Now, a lot of you are not working. I am working, believe it or not. This is actually work. I can't believe it. And they pay me. Not much, but they pay me something. Anyway, so the bottom line is, are you dressing as if you're going to work, even though you're going to be probably in the house most of the time, maybe a short errand another time, but I'm wearing sweats. Da 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 dum bum ba dum bum. I'm wearing sweats, and I've been wearing sweats every single day that we've done this broadcast. It's totally comfortable. I'm not going to dress up for work because it's not work, and that's the bottom line. You guys, if you were home and not working, would you dress up like you were coming to work?
Well, first of all, Jake from State Farm is wearing khakis. Just to
yeah,
let
Jake
you know.
Is wearing khakis. Yes. From State Farm, I bet.
Yeah. I dress. I mean, the same way I do every day. Maybe I wear sweatpants once in a while. That's only because I've been snacking too much.
Too much snacking makes tight.
Yeah, pants are getting tighter.
You loosen the elastic in them. Yes,
I do need same more here. Elastic. But yeah, for the most part, I dress like I do every day.
And the truth is, the way I'm dressed now is really the reason I got into radio in the first place. I was going to be either a certified public accountant, a CPA, or broadcasting. I was accepted by both schools, Bentley School of Accounting and Leland Powers School of Radio, TV, and Theater in Boston. Same time, I applied to both, got accepted by both. And the reason I decided to do radio is that I thought as an accountant, I would have to dress up every day, probably a coat and tie. And I did not want to do that.
Well, we are the kings of casual.
Yeah, yeah. Radio, not television. They got to dress up because they got to look pretty. But we don't. We have to sound pretty, but we don't have to look pretty. So that's the way it is.
We just do it. We just do it because we like to look pretty.
We like to. I like to look good in front of you guys.
Yeah, same here.
Well, you have to be comfortable.
Yeah, you do have to be comfortable in radio. I don't know anybody in radio that wears a coat and tie to work. Never have. Never have. They tried to do that in Hartford once, and it lasted about at WDRC. That lasted about a week before they finally gave up with it. And what I did is I was doing mornings, 5 to 10. So from 5 until 8, I had my coat off. I had my tie off. And during the 8 o'clock news, I put my tie back on, put my coat back on for a couple hours. That was the
for
way
appearances.
It worked. Exactly. Let's go to line one. This would be Bill in Eden. Bill, you're on WBEN.
Hey, good morning, Sandy. I remember diagramming sentences in grade school too.
Oh, sure. Well, they made us all do it.
Absolutely. We have to diagram a Joe Biden sentence and see how that goes.
Oh man, that would be a crazy diagram. I heard a soundbite. I don't know how old it was. They just played it for effect. It was totally incoherent. It was like he was given some kind of mind-altering drug. None of the words went together. None of the sentences went together. Something else. What's going on, Bill?
Yeah, the best way to do that would probably be to have, like, bubbles that you blow, little bubbles floating around in the air, and they would... The vaccine, Sandy. Let's say they actually came out with a safe vaccine today, and we all got it. I think it would still take at least 6 weeks to develop immunity to this thing. So that's like another month and a half, and it might even take up to 12 weeks. So there's that to keep in mind.
What's going to take time is in between the ears. the doctors are going to have to come out and say it is safe, but the doctors will be the most conservative ones. Even then, they'll say, be practical, be realistic, don't take any chances, but otherwise resume your normal life. The doctors will never be on the edge of, yeah, you can go out there now, and they'll always be like that, and I'm glad they're like that. And then it's up to you to decide what to do or not to do.
The other thing I was thinking of was, like, with borders. Let's say everyone in the United States, all of our disease went its course, and we're all safe at the moment. Maybe the best thing to do if it's still raging in the world would be, like, okay, you want to go to Bermuda or you want to go to Europe? Maybe when you come back, you automatically have to do an automatic quarantine to protect the rest of us.
Yeah, like they used to do when people were applying for a citizenship, an entry into the country.
Mm-hmm.
They had especially with certain diseases that we hadn't conquered yet, they would have to be quarantined for a long time before they could come in. And now thinking of the wall and borders and things like that, take away all the questions we used to ask. How about this? Did they stay within 6 feet of each other? Probably not. And so it's something to think about.
And
go ahead.
As far as doing things, I think, you know, the more outdoor activities, those would probably be safer than something inside, like going to a food festival or to some kind of like a baseball game or something like that.
Food fest, I'm writing that down. That's a good point. Yeah, well, baseball here, they don't draw the crowds that they do in Major League Baseball. I would assume that anything where you're sitting right next to somebody, where you don't have much choice. And remember, rooting for a team requires aspiration. You got to open your mouth. And when you're opening your mouth and you're yelling or you're screaming or you're rooting or you're singing, believe it or not, stuff comes out of your mouth all the time. And I think that either you're going to see a lot of people with masks on at the game,
mm-hmm.
or you're not going to see a lot of people at the game. I don't see it being like it was. Can you imagine somebody jumping on a table today? I don't think so.
Yeah, you'll have to jump onto your burning tables one at a time.
Very good. I'm glad you're on your A game. Thank you. Thanks for calling. Really appreciate it. That was Bill in Eden. Let's take a break on News Radio 930 WBEN. Let's go to line two, Fred in New Mexico. It's always good to talk to Fred. What's on your mind today, Fred?
Oh, I was thinking of something that the previous caller had mentioned, people coming in. He made inference to it, but I'm thinking about New Mexico and Mexico. I mean, it doesn't take anything to walk from one country to another.
Same as this in Niagara Falls, Ontario, and Niagara Falls, New York.
Yeah. There really isn't. So unless you do have a, a shot that will...
A vaccine, yeah.
A vaccine that will protect you, I probably wouldn't go out.
Well, let's see. I'm looking at the list. I'm thinking you maybe a restaurant or a theater or getting your hair cut.
Well, as far as a haircut goes, I don't have to worry any more than you do.
You don't have much hair? You know, people often try and imagine what the people on the radio look like. I always try and imagine what the callers look like. See, I assumed you had not shoulder-length hair, but... to the ears, you know what I mean? Basically, not bald.
Hippie Fred, eh?
Am I right? Am I right, Fred?
No.
No, I'm not. Well, I'm not good at this stuff. Can I tell you? Well, anyway, yeah, you're right. Being on a border state, and those who want open borders, I wonder if they still want open borders now, where the people coming across, there's no telling if they have something or not. I mean, if we have it, they can have it. If they can have it, we can have it. But at least we're taking precautions. They're just trying to get in here, and I'm sure they didn't practice the six-foot rule.
Yeah, that's for sure.
All right, thanks, Fred. Have a great day. Okay, bye-bye. That is Fred from New Mexico. Let's see. Yeah, we got time for Mary in Lancaster. Hello, Mary. You're on WBEN. Hello, Mary's on line three. Oh, Mary's not on line three. There's a dial tone on line three. Well, let's go to line five, Ann in Buffalo. Well, we want to see how Ann's doing with this. Ann, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing, all nestled in your home?
I'm very well. The first place that... A lot of this stuff I was saying before, and I think you know me a lot now because I've talked to you a lot.
Sure, yeah. I like what you say. That's why we look forward to your calls.
I think that, as a matter of fact, I know for a fact I will go to church first. I will go to church and I will fall down on my face and thank God that He still keeps me and my family here and that we are safe.
That's why I listed church as the first of the options. Right now, depends on what religion, but most churches are forgiving any obligation to go to a ceremony. I see Reverend Pridgen had some drive-through things from the car, so there are ways to do it, but fewer people are doing it during this troubling time.
Yeah, I think, and another thing is it breaks my heart that these people, you know, the people that have passed away, and it breaks my heart for their families. And I tell you why it breaks my heart, because first of all of these so-called experts, it's just sad. And I don't even listen to it anymore. It's because they don't have a clue what it is. They don't know what it is. They have put the fear of God in people.
They're searching now. There's all. I think I saw 21 or 22 clinical tests for different combinations of different drugs, but they don't have it yet. And some people are saying until they do have it, until they actually have a vaccine, a lot of people are not going to stray very far from home.
That's what I'm saying right now. They have put the fear of God in them. And a few, hold on one minute. I would like to say this. This, all of this stuff right here, I believe in Bible prophecy. I guess because I'm a Christian and I do believe in Bible prophecy. I read my Bible. People has forgotten, not all, I can't say all, but the average one of them has forgotten. God is the author of all.
I agree with you. I just hope you're not referencing end of days,
no.
Because it certainly, in some ways, it looks like it, doesn't it?
No, I'm not going there yet. But the point being is, if this world was so great and we wasn't so hateful and so spiteful and so sinful, I don't think a lot of this stuff would be happening. You know, if you are a believer, you trust God, you leave it alone, and you put it in God's hand, and everything will be all right, because man can't fix anything. Man has no authority. Man has no power to do nothing but make a mess. And with this, you take care of yourself, and you be safe, and I love you dearly.
I love you, too. You'd have made a great preacher, Ann. Thank you very much. Yeah, she would be a great preacher because she hits all the marks every single time. You totally believe her, and she'd be excellent at that. Let's see. I don't have time for another call right now, but let's see if we got a couple of Facebooks. Mr. Joseph Beamer, what do you have?
Yes, talking about once life returns, what will you do first? Ken says, even if it was over today and there was no more virus, I think, just like you, Sandy, I think it's going to take a long time for people to fully get over this and fully return without having the thought of a virus in the back of their mind.
Absolutely true. It will go with you. You'll be thinking about it for a long time from now. And as I said, let's see, today at 11:30, Andrew Cuomo's press conference, and yesterday, when they were talking about when will we have a vaccine for the virus, he was saying that the medical people are telling him 6 months to a year and a half. So 6 to 18 months. And a lot of people won't go back to normal until there is a virus, which would mean 6 to 18 months. So that's remarkable, thinking about it. How long has it been so far? How about 3 or 4 weeks? I mean, so we may be dealing with this for some time. On News Radio 930 WB.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. And we are back with Beach and Company, and here's what we're talking about today. Yesterday, at the end of the press conference with Andrew Cuomo, it'll be on today at 11:30, by the way, a new one. Today's version of it. Anyway, at the end, he said, this is not going to be a just turn the switch on kind of end. It's going to be different. It's going to be gradual. And then he said that lots of people are not going to resume their normal life like it was before this virus until there's a vaccine for it. And the medical people are telling him a vaccine could be 6 months to a year and a half away. So I'm asking you, when you finally get the okay and the vaccine is there and you're going out the door, what will you do first? Go to church, Bills game, Sabres game, concerts, restaurants, theaters, get your hair done, fast food joint. What are you going to do? 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and star 930. Mary is back. Let's go to Mary in Lancaster. You're on WBEN.
Hold on. Now I'm here.
Yeah, you're there, Mary. I can hear you loud and clear.
She was lost, and now she's found.
Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. That's exactly what I would do first. Is one of my favorite gospels is the 10 lepers.
Okay.
Go to church first and say, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I would look forward to, you know, church services and normal, you know, get-togethers, just like being able to just, you know, go and visit a family friend or something like that, or, you know, that's the kind of stuff, because everything else will just go. People have to keep in perspective, okay? This is a country of volunteers and everything else. So as far as businesses go, people should, you know, if people are afraid or whatever, they should start going in, start going back slowly by saying, if you, like, if someone wants to work, okay, if the company wants to open, people volunteer if they want to go back to work and, you know, screen and stuff, and they'll, you know, start up slowly. But screen the people and let them volunteer if they want to go back to work. Let them volunteer.
Well, I think you might see that if they want to open on a limited basis,
yeah,
that everybody has to be checked before you can go to work. I don't think that's the worst idea. It would slow everything down and maybe potentially be a little bit dangerous, but I think it's a good idea.
Like the governor was saying yesterday, like you don't just, or I can't remember if it was the president. I love that captain. The president's thing yesterday was wonderful, but where you can't just flip a switch and, you know, the power's off and then like your generator comes back on, like there's a power failure. You can't just turn anything back on because it'll just blow the whole system. So just gradually, you know, work in. You know,
plus, I'll tell you, if they turn it on too early,
yeah,
if they're not, you know, really diligent about this and we get a second wave, that'd be catastrophic.
Right. And depending on, like, what they're saying, too, about, like, the restaurants and stuff, remember what I called yesterday about the vegetables, you know, and stuff like that, the farmers, why don't they, these soup kitchens, I think there's a thing that they should start with these food pantries. They narrow down the, you know, the people that like these certain zip codes, right? And what is the one thing that they, those people have in common? They all have high blood pressure and overweight and, you know, the poor conditions, no medical conditions. So why don't they just, instead of throwing out money and giving boxes of food, sometimes I think they're killing these people with kindness with these boxes they give. If people have high blood pressure and, like, you have certain conditions, right, you can't eat certain foods, and here they give them a box of, you know, crackers and all these.
Yeah, they don't know who's going to get them. I can understand the passionate side of wanting to feed a hungry person, but sometimes if that's all they're eating, can be dangerous. Hey, thanks, Mary. Good to have you back on the show. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and *930. How about a Facebook or two for us?
Oh, Sandy, I would love to. We'll start with Colleen this time, who said the first three things she will do is hug everyone, go to church, and party at her cabin with the family.
So she's going to hug everyone. So there goes the six-foot rule right there. So she's confident that when they say go ahead, it's go ahead. And I think there'll always be people who will have different degrees of confidence in the go-ahead order. Some will be very conservative. Some will be out the door, outrunning Usain Bolt to the car. And we'll see how that goes. Another one, please, Buzz.
Yeah, we'll go with John, who said, after all of this, once it's all said and done, it'll take a year before we all get together. But once we do, I have a feeling no one will take human contact for granted again.
That's well said. Well said. If you did not hear it, when it ran on Tom Bowerly's show and then in the morning news, a nurse called, and it was a so compelling call. Wow. She was talking about, because they're not allowing visitors for people who are in there in the hospital with the virus, the family can't be with the person that's dying. And so the person is literally dying alone, with the exception of medical care. So it's probably like the nurse would be the most obvious guess would be with the nurse, okay? So the nurse is the last person that the sick person sees before they pass on. And it's the thought of dying alone. I don't I think there's a lot of people who don't have a fear of dying, but don't particularly want to die alone. And so it was very compelling. If you did not hear it, I think it should win some kind of an award. If you did not hear it, I'm sure it's on the WBEN Facebook page. I didn't look it up, but I would assume it would be, because that's where we put things we want to let you listen to again. So check that out. Oh, it's on? Okay, thank you very much for that. All right, we'll take a break and then return on News Radio 930 WBEN. Tony was reading me one of the things off online. People can be very creative, especially when they're home. They're not working. They don't know what to do. They're in the house, so they come up with fun stuff. And some of this is funny. One of them says, let's see, regarding Hugh Hefner. It says, Hugh Hefner made millions of dollars by staying in his house in his pajamas. It's not working out that way for me. So I'm thinking, get a hold of Barbie Benton. She's probably got the good parking spot at Wegmans by now. Yeah, things have changed. But we're asking you, what would you do first? Say it was another year or year and a half before the vaccine shows up and you feel comfortable enough to go out. Would you go to church, a Bills game, a Sabres game, a concert, your favorite restaurant? How about getting your hair done?
How about festivals?
Food festival. That was the next one I was going to say. Food festivals. A lot of things have been canceled. Now, they have not canceled Wingfest. And I heard him say that he was not going to do it unless he had to, even if they had to limit the amount of people that could be there at one time. So we'll see where that goes. But the other ones of note that we've noticed, I think most of them have been canceled. Now, I haven't heard of Taste of Buffalo. I know that I've heard them talk about Taste of Buffalo. Do you know, Tony?
I haven't noticed, but what about Hellenic Festival? I haven't heard that one yet.
That's usually the first one, too, right? The Greek Fest. So we'll see. But we got a lot of festivals here. And you know what else we have? We have a lot of concerts.
Yes.
We have those Thursday night concerts. We've got concerts here, there, a lot out at Six Flags. We're concerts up the Yazoo, and I assume most of them are going to take the gas pipe.
Joe, have you heard on Taste?
Taste of Buffalo, they're still, you know, looking it over, and they will not postpone. It'll happen that weekend or not at all. Now, Lou sounded like they were open to maybe a beginning of Fall Fest if they have to postpone.
Change the position, but Taste, you're saying?
Taste of Buffalo will be that weekend or not at all, but Hellenic, it could get moved to an early Fall Fest.
All right, and we'll keep you informed of everything going on, but we want to know what you would go to first. Let's go to, Roy in Boston. Roy, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy.
Hello, Roy. Thanks for holding. What do you have for us today?
Well, I'd like to give three facts about the manufacturing of vaccines in this country.
Okay.
Okay, on number one, in January of 1979, the Federal Drug Administration approved the manufacturing of vaccines from an animal-based cell line to a human fetal cell line using aborted human babies. Now, human fetal cells are contaminated with human fetal DNA. Because this fetal DNA cannot be eliminated during the manufacturing purification process, it can reach high enough levels after vaccination to trigger autoimmune attacks, especially in children because their immune system isn't fully developed. Now, even small amounts of fetal DNA can trigger powerful autoimmune responses. Now, take labor, for instance. Labor is triggered by fetal DNA from the baby building up in the mother's bloodstream, resulting in a massive immune rejection of the baby.
So what are you saying, that what they accepted is dangerous medicinally?
Well, it could be, because a buildup.
All right. What is number two?
Okay, well, number two is aluminum is used as a component in many vaccines. Now, aluminum in a vaccine is 100% absorbed, resulting in aluminum loading. Instead of the neurotoxin being excreted, it stays and builds up in the bones and organs, including the brain.
Okay, are you in medicine? Is that what you do? I was wondering why you have all of this knowledge.
Well, no, I'm not in medicine, but my wife was very knowledgeable in biology. She had 3 degrees from 3 different universities.
Oh, really? Okay, give me number 3, and then we got to go.
Well, I just want to say, since aluminum can penetrate the blood-brain barrier, it can cause severe damage to the brain. So number 3, since 1980, there has been sustained increases in the rates of autism and other autoimmune diseases such as allergies, asthma, multiple sclerosis, and pediatric inflammation bowel disease. Now, before this, autism was so rare, doctors did not even have a name for it. Now, 1 in 59 children have it. And
are you saying that because of those side effects, that was a dangerous drug to put out and to accept by the FDA?
Well, there's a lot of proof for it. You know, some deny it and some say it's so, because there's been a lot of articles and books written about this.
Are you generally anti-vaccine or just this one because it had dangerous antibodies in it?
Well, I really don't take any vaccine
position. All right, well, you gave us something to think about then. Thank you, Roy. Thank you very much. Of course, there's always questions about medicines, and I can't verify what he said. I can't deny what he said because I'm not a scientist. Mr. Beamer, you're not a scientist, I assume.
No, science was a weak point of mine in high school.
Yeah, I didn't like science. I like math. I wasn't huge on science. Now, Bernadette was not only a woman of a particular set of skills, she was, watch my lips, head of the science club.
Wow.
Huh? Yeah. She's the one in the corner at the dance. When she's saying, "Ooh, I hope Fabio comes over here and asks me to dance." But if he wants to know, you know, some progression of antelope, I can help him out.
It's funny. Like, I was awful at science, but one of my favorite teachers from Amherst was Mr. Madden, who is a science teacher. He did the best. He tried his best with me, Sandy. But there's two problems with science class. When you start getting the fire and stuff in front of you, it's no longer a class you can goof off in, and I was bad at it, so it had two negatives for me.
Well, all I remember is the rotten egg smell when we would put the two chemicals together. And that's all we did, just for fun, make rotten egg smells. But none of us followed a career in science, let's put it that way. Another one, please.
We'll go with Chuck this time, who says, "I cannot wait to see my daughters, son-in-law, and grandkids. It has been too long."
Now, think about it like this. Graduations, they've canceled a lot of traditional graduations. And what about other things that they don't pay much attention to? Something close to my heart, my wedding. Now, Bernie and I started to sit down and figure out how this was going to proceed, and decided to just wait until things clear up a little bit, because we don't want to make arrangements and this and that and have to change them. So we'll wait and see. But I know that Bernie's excited. I saw her on the front porch in a 3-point stance toward the mailbox.
Wait a minute. You mean you don't want to do a virtual wedding?
A virtual wedding. Yeah.
We could do
a virtual wedding.
Do it all on camera?
Yeah. That would be kind of cool. Then, you know, if you did a virtual wedding, you could invite everybody.
And then we could all sit there in front of our cameras and throw up rice.
Yeah, exactly. That's the way it would be. But seriously, planning a wedding, sometimes things have to be months and months in advance. So we didn't feel comfortable doing that, pardon me, right now because of the calendar. But believe me, we will get to it as soon as it is humanly possible. We want to hear from you. If the vaccine is another year and a half to 6 months, 6 months to a year and a half away, and you're really stuck in the house, I think people will be going bat crazy. But what would you go to first? What would you do first if you thought it was safe? On News Radio 930, this is WBEN.
there. I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.